Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Dough. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. She's the blonde. Hi. Carly's coming at us with another straight up unidentified case.
All right. Tonight, we're talking about Buffalo John Doe. On October 25th, 2022, a body was found in a field or wooded area adjacent to 58 Wick Street in the city of Buffalo, New York. The body was unfortunately not recognizable due to the decomposition and putrefaction of the body, and it is unsure how long the body was there before being found, and the authorities could not determine an estimated year of death. Buffalo John Doe was a white adult male between the age of 45 and 65. He was about 6 feet tall with about around 269 pounds. He had very slightly wavy, light brown and gray hair, but it is unknown what color his eyes were. All parts of his body were recovered. However, there does seem to be an amputated left index finger. This John Doe has a birthmark on his right flank and a monochromatic tattoo of a yin-yang symbol on his left wrist. His body was found wearing a navy blue hooded zippered sweatshirt, gray underwear, black jeans, and white and gray socks. Near the body was a white bedsheet with a sports ball print on it. And this is only weird to me because we have pictures of both the tattoo and the sheet. My parents literally have that sheet. That set of sheets that they bought for my sons for like when they do sleepovers with them. Mm-hmm. It's the same exact. Anyone with information regarding the possible identity of Buffalo John Doe or the circumstances of his death are encouraged to call the Buffalo Police Department at 716-851-4444.
Wow. Yeah. Buffalo, New York, huh?
Buffalo, New York. And it just found October this year.
How do you just not know who that is?
That's what I know, man. Like somebody has to know, oh, like my friend had a yin yang tattoo on their wrist. Yes,
I know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. And I haven't heard from him in a bit. Just shared it with you, Joss. There's pictures of the tattoo in the bed sheet, but we have no like even rendering of
the guy,
his face. Yeah. Right.
Joss, you got to get a tattoo. We have no way to identify you.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.